WTUZ.com, Facebook, and Twitter is where you can see those, plus so much more. Be careful if you're out there driving. Don't be doing any speeding out there. Of course, why would you? But if you did happen to be speeding, you'd be like one certain country female superstar who, according to Twitter, on her Twitter account, she revealed she got her very first ever speeding ticket in her whole entire life, that being my girl, Carrie Underwood, yesterday. On Twitter, she...
What's she doing out driving whenever she can't even make an appearance because her face is so bad?
Yeah, you know what? This police officer may have gotten the first glimpse of Carrie Underwood after she revealed she had that fall.
Yeah, and if she's in so much pain, what kind of pain meds would she be on?
Yeah, that's all... Those are all great, great questions, but the biggest question of them all is... You're Carrie Underwood, and you can't get out of a speeding ticket. We all know females have the upper hand in that category anyway. But still, you can't maybe smile, give the guy... I'm assuming
it
was a guy.
You know what I say?
You never know.
Kudos to that police officer.
You're right.
For holding her as an equal, because celebrities shouldn't get special treatment.
Yeah, she said she was going 56 and a 45, I believe that
Ooh,
was.
Ooh, he's tough, too. That's really not that bad.
Yeah, still, though,
Still speeding.
11 over. What's the protocol? They normally give you 5 to 6 or something like that.
I don't know that there's necessarily a protocol.
It's like an unspoken rule.
It depends on how the officer feels that day. Because if you're going 1 over, you're technically speeding.
You're right. That is exactly right. If they're in a bad mood, you better watch out out there. So yeah, Carrie Underwood.
You know, actually, funny story.
Yeah.
Working at the Stark County Sheriff's Office, a lot of those guys, or a few of them maybe, were actually formerly Ohio State Troopers. A couple of them down in this area, and I asked once, I said, you know, you pull someone over, how do you decide, you know, is it based on how fast they were going? How do you decide if you let someone
off? Great question,
yeah. Okay, and actually very, very wonderful answer, okay, from the former OSP trooper. He said, well, let's look at it this way. If I take the effort to pull you over along the side of the highway, get out of my vehicle and stand along the side of the highway where people are traveling 70 to 80 miles per hour,
dangerous,
put myself at risk, if I make that effort, you're getting a ticket.
There you go. Well said by him. I would probably
so you get
do
pulled over by, and that's probably why OSP troopers, most of the time, you get pulled over by them. You get a ticket.
Especially in conditions like today. I mean, if you're speeding, they're like, come on, seriously? You're going...
And now you're making them get out in the cold on top of it.
Exactly. Slush around.
It's not the most safe job in the world. So if they're making that effort and taking that risk, your butt's getting a ticket.
Maybe that's why Carrie Underwood got the good old ticket yesterday. Is it fair to say... she was pretty upset on Twitter about the whole thing. Said she was... I mean, sure, she was joking, but she said she was in tears. First time getting a speeding ticket. Use the hashtag granny driver and all that stuff. It's fair to say, though, she should add Jesus take the wheel, right, at that point in time?
Yeah, I don't know, because the person spins out in that car, or in that song, so
right.
I don't know.
She was probably so upset she took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights and cut a hole in all four tires.
Yeah, and then faced additional charges and is booked into whatever county jail.
Maybe next time she'll think before she speeds. Of course, hopefully you get all the puns right there. Also, baby news for Lady A. You might as well call him Baby A now. We know Hillary Scott from the trio was not at the Grammys the other night. She was expecting twins any point, any time, and they have arrived about 9 hours ago.
Aww.
Lady Antebellum, now new members into the group. Hillary Scott and her husband, which is drummer Chris Tyrell, welcomed twin daughters into the world just like I said, about 9 hours ago. So there you go. Shout out to anybody out there with twins. Now, I should say, I went down the timeline before. First, it was myself and Rebecca, right, starting a trend. Then you had Thomas Redd and his wife. Now, listen, they adopted, then had one. That's basically like the same thing. Having
You know, Eric, not at all.
Yeah, kind of.
It's not at all the same.
George Clooney and his wife, Amal.
I'd say George Strait having kids pretty old.
Yeah, that'd be up there. He'd be like 90 when they graduate. George Clooney and his wife, they had twins. Of course, Jay-Z, Beyonce. Now you have Lady A, or Baby A now, maybe you should call him. The Grammys, Michaela, the other night, you weren't the only one not watching the Grammys. You had a lot of company. The ratings were the lowest they had been in nine years. A drop of 24% from the Grammys last year. This year, under 20 million people watched. Last year, 26 million people.
Why do you think that is?
A lot of it had to do with politics.
Exactly.
A little bit.
That's exactly why it is. Because you know why? people are tired of all of these platforms.
Agendas.
Yeah,
as well.
Like, it's supposed to be about music and the art and, you know, making us feel good as fans. And not that the white flower was not a good thing, because the motive behind that, again, as we said earlier, is wonderful. Sexual assault should not be acceptable. But we want to get back to the music. We want to get back to football.
Or just like...
we want to get back to baseball and stop talking about political conversations in those platforms.
Or like you mentioned the award show, just like we had the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Or no, we had the... were the Globes and the SAG Awards recently.
And everyone is taking this political stance, and every celebrity wants their voice heard. And you know, that's okay. And everyone deserves and has that right. But it's when... It's a matter of when is the right time and what is the right platform.
There's a bunch of reasons folks are speculating as to why maybe ratings were down.
Well, that's my speculation.
But I think that's the correct conclusion right there, to be honest. Everybody's agenda is all political. Hillary Clinton, for Pete's sake, made a cameo in the Grammys the other night in some pre-recorded video. Of course, a shot at
Yeah, that's not. Let me just say this. That's not picking a side or anything. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, speaking of the Grammys, though, tonight they're going to film this, but we will see it later on this year. There's no date for it yet as when we'll see it on CBS, but that Elton John Grammy special is going to be tonight at the theater at Madison Square Garden. Get all these people that will be there saluting Elton John. Miley Cyrus will be there. We mentioned her doing the Grammy song with him the other night. They were on stage on Sunday together. Kesha will be there. Also, some country flavor. Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Maren Morris, Keith Urban. Also, John Legend, Chris Martin, and Sam Smith. They'll all be on hand. Now, that's being taped tonight. Like I said, we don't know when we're going to see it on our television screen. It'll be broadcast later this year on CBS. But the Elton John Grammy special, of course, he's wrapping his whole tour up.
Yeah.
Or he's going to start it. Big 300 date world tour, and you said he's retiring from the road after that, so this will all kind of coincide and sort of publicize that a little bit.
I love Elton John, and I did see, like I said, I watched the Tiny
Him
Dancer
and his glasses, man.
The Tiny Dancer performance with Miley Cyrus, and Miley did a really phenomenal job voice wise I mean, her voice just fit with that song. But Elton's oh my gosh, man, that guy, I love how he dresses, and I loved his sunglasses because they were blue, and even the camera, you're talking, these are really good videographers, okay?
Yeah.
Even the camera would capture off that blue sunglasses the piano keys in his sunglasses, and you know, I love how he turns around. You can see when he's bowing, he's got the just bedazzled jacket, and Elton John can pull that off in 2018. Only Elton John.
I will mention this. That was probably one of the better performances. In a Grammys with a bunch of lackluster average performances, that was one of the better ones of the night from a couple nights ago.
99.9 WTUZ, Z Country.